You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Deloitte launched the biggest restructuring of its global operations in a decade in order to save expenses and reduce the organization's complexity ahead of an anticipated market slowdown, a report by Financial Times stated. Under this restructuring plan, Deloitte's main business units will be cut from 5 that the firm has had since 2014 to 4. Audit and Assurance, Strategy, Risk and Transactions, Technology and Transformation, and Tax and Legal, the report added. According to a person familiar with the plan, the reorganization will reduce costs across the firm, but a figure has not yet been put on savings. It is not certain if the restructuring will involve job cuts. Next up, TCPL GES, a wholly owned subsidiary of Tata Cummins, a 50-50 joint venture of Tata Motors and Cummins Inc., USA, inaugurated its new state-of-the-art manufacturing facility to produce hydrogen-based internal combustion engines for medium and heavy commercial vehicles and other low to zero emission technology products in India. The new facility is located in Jamshedpur and is spread across 7 acres. Girish Wagh, Executive Director, Tata Motors said, quote, "The hydrogen-based powertrain, aggregates and systems produced here will shape the future of mobility in India, making it smarter and greener. We remain committed to partner our customers to build a better tomorrow by enabling them to progressively adopt emission-free and commercially viable solutions for cargo and people mobility," end quote. Moving on, the average everyday ridership on the regional rapid transit system in Ghaziabad witnessed a fourfold jump since the opening of the second 17-kilometer section of the high-speed corridor last week, said officials of the National Capital Region Transport Corporation. The first 17-kilometer RRTS section had an average daily ridership of 2,500 to 3,000 since it opened on October 20, 2023, according to the NCRTC officials. The section has 5 stations, Ghaziabad, Guldhar, Shahibabad, Duhai and Duhai Depot. On March 8, the opening of the second section, the average everyday ridership on the entire 34-kilometer corridor has increased to 12,000. This section has 3 stations, Muradnagar, Modi Nagar South and Modi Nagar North. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had inaugurated both sections. In other news, Jio Financial Services on Tuesday said it has invested Rs 40 crore in its wholly owned subsidiary Jio Leasing Services Limited, which has been formed for undertaking leasing of movable assets activity. The company on Tuesday subscribed to 4 crore equity shares of Rs 10 each of JLSL for cash at par, aggregating Rs 40 crore for its business purposes, Jio Financial Services said in a regulatory filing. It said, quote, "No governmental or regulatory approvals were required for the above transaction. The subsidiary will be engaged in the business of leasing of all types of movable assets," end quote. Meanwhile, bringing Sikkim back on India's aviation map, SpiceJet is all set to resume direct flights operations from the breathtaking Pakyong Airport to Delhi and Kolkata. One of India's highest airports will resume its calendars from March 31st, providing seamless connectivity to major cities. The flight operations at the state's only airport were halted 6 months ago due to operational difficulties on the tabletop runway. Announcing the commencement of flights, the Airports Authority of India said on X, quote, "Mark your calendars for March 31st, as SpiceJet Airlines is all set to link this incredibly picturesque destination with two major cities of India, New Delhi and Kolkata," end quote. The Gurugram-headquartered airline will operate daily flights between Kolkata and Pakyong, while the flights between New Delhi and Pakyong will be operated 5 days a week, AAI further said. In other major news, Apple seems on schedule to launch its new entry-level AirPods in September this year, potentially alongside the iPhone 16 lineup. Production for two new entry-level AirPods models, fourth generation, is likely to kick off soon, with the iPhone maker setting a record-setting run for the number of units it plans to make. According to a report, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, who has been keeping a close eye on these upcoming earbuds, is reporting that Apple is planning to produce 20 to 25 million fourth generation AirPods, with production to start at Goertek Inc. and Luxshare Precision Industry Co. in May. Clearly, Cupertino must be anticipating strong demand, in part due to their entry-level pricing. Lastly, the Indian Army is making significant strides towards self-reliance in the defense sector, with tech-savvy warriors leading the charge. Among them, Major Rajprasad RS of the Army Corps of Engineers has emerged as an example of innovation, recently patenting two groundbreaking devices. Following his success with an electrical protection device, Major Rajprasad has now patented a portable multi-target detonation device, WETC, capable of delivering multiple blasts remotely. The WETC is aimed to enhance safety and reliability of detonation of multiple targets and overcome limitations of previously used exploder dynamo capacitors. The previously utilized system is mechanically operated wired system with limited range of 400 meters. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.